When Ruth Works started her gallery in Rittenhouse Square in 1965, she liked pottery and jewelry that was made with a highly refined artistry. That kind of work was hard to find, so she and her husband, Rick Snyderman, had to trek deep into rural Pennsylvania to visit artists living off the land.
One time we went with our huskies, and there was a terrible snowstorm. We left them outside. You know, they loved to be outside in the snow. There was no problem. When we came out in the morning, the snow had gone over the fence where their chickens were, and they killed everyone. It was not easy to go back there.
There's a story, like that one, behind all the dozens of objects in the 50th anniversary exhibition at the Snyderman Works Gallery in Old City. Stories of personal relationships with artists and a history of the American studio craft movement, which the Snydermans helped create. Rick Snyderman says handmade furniture, blown glass, and ceramics had an integrity that was largely missing in the art market at the time.
I do find that it's very difficult sometimes to live in a world in which everything is about intellect and nothing grabs you in your soul. And that's sort of what our differences were with the larger art world.
In 1972, he quit his job with his father's financial firm to focus on his wife's art gallery, which by then had moved to South Street. South Street was a neighborhood in decline. Creating a community around art and urban issues has always been a priority for them. They collaborated with neighbors to block the construction of a crosstown highway and turn South Street into a retail mecca. And then in 1992, the Snydermans moved to Old City, when its abandoned buildings were then attracting artists. They helped start the popular art crawl on First Fridays, turning that neighborhood around, too.
If we were younger, we'd go to Fishtown. That's well, it's right. Almost too late for Fishtown.
I'd start again if I had the opportunity. If I was 25 years younger, having adventures is what makes life interesting, no? I don't really just like the idea of being an establishment kind of icon. That doesn't interest me at all. I mean, it might be by default that I have no choice, but, you know, in my head, I'm not there. In my head, I'm still back on South Street.
At 78 years old, Rick Snyderman is ready for his next career change. He plans to step away from the gallery business and start an art consulting business. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.